So we all recall last summer was an absolute scorcher, and maybe we're expecting the same thing in the Hunter Valley this year, but it has been extraordinarily wet, and I was interested to find out whether perhaps it might continue. Joining us to have a chat about our La Nina at the moment is Dr. Andrea Tischetto from the University of New South Wales Science Climate Change Research Centre. Andrea, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It has been an unseasonably wet summer here in the Hunter Valley with La Nina. Are we going to see much the same next year, or is it going to dry up again on us?
So that was a very unusual summer with wet weather because of La Nina as well. So La Nina generally contributes to this wet weather for Australia, especially in the eastern side. But La Nina now is fading, so we do not expect to see in the next season to continue this wet weather.
When La Nina recedes, does that invariably bring more hot weather, or is it a slow graduation until it works its way up to being really hot again?
So that's well posed. It's a slow graduation. At the moment, the modeling centers are seeing that La Nina will be back to neutral conditions. So it means that if there are no other influences like other oceans that is warming or changes in Antarctic oscillation, for example, so we do not expect to see much of a change in this.
At what point of the year do we see La Nina essentially finish off? Does it sort of come and go with the summer here in Australia, or is it related to the summer on the other side of the Pacific?
So generally La Nina starts to develop, let's say, around our winter time, and it's peaks in summertime, so from November to January, and that's what we've seen the last La Nina. But by autumn time, it starts to fade generally.
Okay.
So sometimes a second La Nina can come towards the end of the year again, but it doesn't seem to be the case now. We also need to remember that this is a very tricky time of the year to be predicting 9 months ahead or 1 year ahead, because the climate models have this what we call the autumn predictability barrier, which makes a bit harder to predict what is happening the next year.
I think it's fair to say it's always difficult to predict the weather, although over the last decade or so, it seems that the models have got more and more accurate. So hopefully we might see a little bit more weather, and it'll ease up as long as we don't see the hot summers that we had from a couple of years ago. That's all I could ever ask for.
On top of all these natural oscillations that it comes with La Nina and El Nino events, it's warming overall. So in the future, there are research that suggests that El Niños and La Niñas will become more frequent and the impacts will become more stronger.
Dr. Andrea Tischetto from the University of New South Wales, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.